Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
What do we have here? Passing showers today. Passing showers. There were snow flurries when I woke up this morning. Don't know if you encountered any on your way into work this morning. But probably not at this point. High of 45 today. Right now it's 35 at Q102. We got Beyonce. Reality shows that film you pooping. Get to both those stories here in a bit. But let's begin this hour's E! News with big movie news, Jen.
All right, big movie news. Warner Brothers announced yesterday that a fifth Matrix movie is in the works. It'll be written and directed by Drew Goddard. He's the guy who wrote Cloverfield, World War Z, and The Martian. One of the original creators, Lana Wachowski, will executive produce. It's still pretty early on, so there aren't any plot details yet, like if it'll be a direct sequel or have any returning characters. Isn't even a potential release date, but an executive says, Drew came to us with a new idea that we all believe would be an incredible way to continue the Matrix world by both honoring what Lana and Lily Wachowski began over 25 years ago and offering a unique perspective based on his own love of the series and characters.
All right.
So there's that. And then Adam Sandler has been thrown some heavy curveballs in the development of Happy Gilmore 2.
Uh-oh.
In the past year, he's lost some key players from the original. Bob Barker, Carl Weathers, and now Joe Flaherty.
Oh, yeah. We talked about him yesterday. Yeah.
But even though they can't be in the sequel, he hopes to honor them in some way. He said, it sucks. We love those guys. They were such a big part of the movie and just great people. But we're going to get them involved somehow. They'll be involved. Bob Barker's involvement may come in the form of a cameo by current Price is Right host Drew Carey. Adam says, I would love Drew Carey to be in this movie out of respect to Bob.
That's cool.
Yeah. Adam said all this on the Dan Patrick Show. yeah. If you want to listen to that.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's see. Conan O'Brien will appear on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. When's that happening? Tuesday night. And this is kind of a big deal because this is the first time since Conan O'Brien left as host 14 years ago.
He got screwed over 14 years ago. Big time.
This was one of network television's biggest blunders.
Huge. I mean, Jay Leno passes the baton off to
Jen
Conan
is still
O'Brien.
Upset, I can tell.
I just, it's still to this day is like unbelievable to me that this happened. Because Jay Leno was, you know, passes the baton, lets Conan come in. How long has Conan do the show? A year, 2 years, 3 years?
I don't even remember. He replaced Jay in June. Conan replaced Jay on The Tonight Show in June of 2009. Uh-huh. And then was replaced by Jay in January of 2010. So he didn't even get a year. But Conan will be returning to The Tonight Show as a guest. Let's see. Promoting the upcoming travel series, Conan O'Brien Must Go. This is where he visits new friends in Norway, Thailand. Oh, I'm in. Argentina, Ireland. And the first episode premieres April 18th on Max, which I have.
There you go. It all aligns for you, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
You are in.
He would do these travel segments on one of his other shows that were hysterically funny.
Yeah.
And he would go, like, there would be one of his producers or directors or someone was a pretty well-traveled guy, so Conan would go with him.
Mm-hmm.
And Conan sort of, like, he plays the role as the traveler who doesn't know anything, who's experiencing it for the first time and poking fun at everything as an idiot American.
Right.
And his friend, you know, who was taking him on these trips, is taking it really seriously, very well-traveled person, mm-hmm. you know, speaks the language, understands cuisine and everything. And so he would poke fun at him for his pretentiousness. And it was just a very funny back and forth. A lot of great chemistry between those two. And I can't remember the name of the guy.
Hmm.
But they did this thing in Italy that was hilarious. So I'm wondering if it's like along the same comedic vein or if it's more like Stanley Tucci's.
Yeah.
Which are more, they're entertaining too. They're just different.
Yeah. Hmm.
So look for Conan O'Brien Tuesday night on The Tonight Show.
There you go.
As a guest. Not as a host.
All right. So Survivor is the show. Are you shocked?
I was actually going to guess that because we are into whatever the latest season is now.
You are?
Whatever. Season 49?
No, I think it's more than that.
It's more than 40?
I don't know. It's a lot.
Let's see. What season?
The contestants on that show are being filmed pretty much 24/7, but they do get privacy when they go to the bathroom if they go alone. Jeff Probst says, if you're going to the bathroom with another person or people, that's your own thing, but we will keep shooting you. Why? Because when you poop in groups, you might talk strategy.
Oh.
And if you're talking strategy, they're going to get it on camera.
It's season 46.
Wow.
Yes, wow, for sure.
Why be like, do you have to follow me with a camera? Like, can you just mic me?
Yeah.
Ew, but you'll be able to hear it like happening.
Well,
right?
It's no different than anyone talking on their cell phone from the crapper. And, you know, that's a daily thing. So.
Yeah, but like on Naked and Afraid, which is the show that I watch sporadically here and there, they do show them, like, you can't really hear what's happening, but it shows them like walking into the woods, squatting. And if they're having any sort of issues, like medical stomach issues, they talk about it pretty intensely.
Really?
Yeah. That's a show that just, it baffles me that anybody even ever wants to go on it.
Yeah.
You got to be desperate.
Well, no, it's survivalist. It's survivalists that want to prove to themselves, like, I can do this. I've been training my whole life.
Wow.
Coming up, we'll talk about the Beyonce bump. Plus, the NFL has something called performance-based pay. Which is designed to give extra compensation to players who have low salaries, but they overperformed and got a lot of playing time. But there is one very famous football player, very prominent quarterback, who is in the opposite situation. And we'll break it all down and reveal who it is.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
What the
Beyonce bump.
All right, yeah, this Beyonce bump, this is real. Cowboy Carter came out. Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, and Linda Martell's Spotify numbers are through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Willie got a 190% increase on his overall catalog, an 890% increase on his 1971 classic Family Bible, and a 4,800% increase on his 2013 version of From Here to the Moon and Back featuring Dolly.
Wow, look at him go.
That's just the beginning. Dolly Parton saw an overall increase of 100% for her entire Spotify catalog and an 11,610% increase in the original Jolene.
Good for them.
Then wow. Linda Martell saw a massive jump in Spotify streams for her full catalog. It went up 127,430%.
Wow.
She also had an 1,145% uptick of first-time listeners as well.
That's wow. so cool. So, I was reading this morning, too, on TMZ that a lot of country music stars are now thanking Beyonce for making country music more mainstream for this very reason.
Interesting. People are kind of, who've never given it a good listen before, are checking it out now. That is
so cool, especially the old stuff like that, you know?
I wonder what would happen. Well, I guess it kind of has happened, hasn't it, in the past, where a country artist became really big on the pop scene and people over here in pop kind of took a look at country and said it's not so bad after all, but not like this.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I think even when Garth Brooks was, when everybody was loving Garth Brooks, I don't think it was ever quite like this.
Yeah, I tend to like more the rock-based country.
Yeah, bro country, I think is what they call that, Jeff.
Don't it is?
You like bro country. But like Taylor Swift, you know, she started out as complete country and then switched over to pop. And I remember there being I don't really know about backlash, but there were definitely conversations when she was like, I'm not doing country anymore. Mm-hmm. And people were like, she's abandoning her roots. This is not cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then now look at her, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, you mentioned Spotify. My father-in-law shared an article from the Wall Street Journal. Evidently, Spotify is planning to raise prices again in the U.S. and some other markets. The price increase signals that Spotify is testing how much its loyal customer base will pay. So prices will go up $1 to $2 in the U.K., Australia, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Ghana, and in the U.S. later this year. They just laid off some 2,300 employees in three rounds of cuts last year. But the company, which has posted losses for years as it chased growth, said they believe they will finally turn to consistent profitability this year. Let's see. The round of price increases is seen as a way to help cover the cost of Spotify's push into audiobooks. That's another thing. They've really been getting into audiobooks. I guess we're an individual subscriber. Individual subscription costs $10.99 a month. And while the company is seeing a strong response to users topping up where they're willing to spend another $2 a month for an additional 10 hours of audiobook listening or hoping to collect more money to pay out to publishers and authors. So there you go. So they're going to raise prices, it looks like, for its plans that include on-demand music, podcasts, and audiobooks. Man, everything's getting expensive.
It is. It's going to get to the point where you're really going to have to pick and choose.
They'll introduce a new service tier that does not include audiobooks. I guess you just get music for $10.99 a month in the U.S. The company last month also started an audiobooks-only tier priced at
$9.99. Hmm.
Huh. I know. They just raised it last year, like by a dollar.
I need to get on one of those services that, what is the name of the one? I have it. I need to use it. That goes through and searches for all of your subscriptions. Because there are some I don't even know that I have. Like, I'll see a charge on my PayPal for an app, and I'm like, I don't even know what that app does. Why do I have that app? When did I start subscribing to that? I don't know.
Well, you can do that on your iPhone. You can go in and look under settings. I don't know exactly which one that
is. No, I'm on it right now.
Okay,
so, yeah. So go to settings.
It'll show you what you're paying for.
And then at the top where you see your name.
Yeah.
Hit the button.
Click that.
Yes.
And then.
Payment and shipping. Subscriptions.
Subscriptions. Yes, click that.
Yes.
Apple TV Plus. Oh, I have Disney Plus.
Look at you.
Look at me.
You didn't even know.
Look at me. Oh, I wonder. Oh, that's inactive. Okay.
Yeah, but you can do, like, I was paying for some Walk Fit walking and step counter app that I'm like, why am I paying? What? How do I even do that?
No, but Jen just said I have more than that, and you probably do. You're just not getting it through Apple. But that's a lot of people, like, I get through my iTunes account, I get Apple TV Plus, I get BritBox, which I need to cancel because I never watch it. Somebody recommended it, and I just never got on.
This isn't even the beginning of what I have.
Yeah, but you can turn them off from there. Though.
Pandora.
If you want to.
Paramount Plus.
Click in it, and then it'll turn it off, and it'll unsubscribe you because that's what I had to do with that walking app I was on.
Well, I just unsubscribed from my free trial of YouTube because there was a movie I wanted to watch on YouTube. But I had to have the subscription that's $18.99 a month.
Can you get a free trial?
It's a 1 month free trial.
Oh, yeah.
And so I signed up for that, but now I'm quitting before they start charging me.
That's smart.
Look at that. Thanks, Jeff. You just saved me $18.99 a month.
Look at that.
Well, Aaron Rodgers might need my $18.99 a month. He's in rough shape right now. NFL has a thing called performance-based pay. It's designed to give extra compensation to the players who have low salaries but overperformed and got a lot of playing time.
I'm good with that.
Rookie contracts, you know.
Like, there's a lot of businesses, a lot of industries that pay people that is sort of like they set up performance-based contracts where you get a guaranteed salary that's okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, the real money is in performance, whether
you
it's
prove
sales or, you know, whatever the metric is that measures your success.
Right.
And I like that because I feel like it's an incentive. It motivates people to take ownership of the job.
Yeah. Yep. So Aaron Rodgers has found himself kind of in the opposite situation. He has a very high salary, $75 million over 2 years. But because of his injury, he barely played at all. In fact, he only took 0.33% of the Jets' snaps in 2023. So his performance-based pay for the season was $81.14, the lowest in the NFL.
Wow.
$81.
Meanwhile, but again, you said that he's getting a really big salary, though.
Like, oh, yeah.
His base is bigger than most guys.
Oh, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But meanwhile,
that's why he gets a bad rap, though, because he's making all this money and is not playing.
And not doing
multiple seasons.
So Brock Purdy of the San Francisco 49ers, that little cutie pop pie quarterback. Oh, my God, isn't he adorable?
Yes, I love him.
He is the league's lowest paid starting quarterback. His base salary is only $870,000. I'm sure that's about to change.
It's like Joe Burrow. Remember when he wasn't making any money?
His rookie contract.
Took us to the Super Bowl.
But he's got to serve that contract for how long?
I think it's three. Isn't it 3 years?
Is it only three?
I think it's three. His performance-based salary, though, his performance-based pay was $739,765, which almost doubled his salary.
That still sucks,
though, compared
to Aaron Rodgers.
He made it to the Super Bowl, you know. But it will circle back.
And Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Kind of endorsements does Brock Purdy have? Surely he's got...
Oh, he's probably got a lot.
He's probably making millions.
A lot of them are probably local endorsements.
Feeling too bad for him.
No, he's fine.
No,
he'll be all right.
800 grand a year.
But let's hope he has an opportunity to make,
like
serious money before he gets injured or has to retire.
Oh yeah,
he has brand partnerships with Alaska Airlines and Toyota Motor Corp.
There you go.
Yeah,
Alaska Airlines.
How Californian of him.
It's so funny.
But a lot of it's like, you know, Joe Burrow. They start out local doing local stuff.
Oh yeah.
You know, like in our case, it might be Alta Fiber.
Joe Burrow started out the gate with Bose.
Yeah.
Good for him.
That's true because he used to wear the headphones. He also does body armor. He does, you know, Kroger Health now. He's got a lot of good stuff.
Did we find out, was it a bachelor party or not?
There has been nothing else said about it at all. So he could be completely secretly married and none of us know. But I did see that somebody else, so there's a trainer that Sam Hubbard and Joe Burrow both use that got married, I think, in the past month. And there were pictures of them, like, at the wedding or being in the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cute to see. Joe's hair is getting long again.
Mm.
He doesn't have on the wrist like, I guess, what is that, bandage?
Brace or whatever.
Yeah, anymore. And we're hearing that he could possibly start taking snaps by the end of April/May. I don't know about snaps, but just, you know, throwing the ball. And
nice.
Kind of doing some fun stuff.
Cool.
I'm following it closely for you guys. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.